Sometimes people talk about the so-called Hispanic vote. I argue that there's no such thing. And especially here in the state of Florida, we have the two largest Hispanic populations that you mentioned earlier, beginning with Cubans, who are mostly centered in southern Florida, although there are many that are coming up north to places like Orlando. And then we have this incredible phenomenon of 500,000 Hispanics in the counties of Orange, Osceola, and Seminole. That's a huge percentage of the population. Estimates are that by the year 2020, Hispanics will constitute a third of the population in that region.
And so the traditional thinking has been that Cubans tend to lean Republican, maybe Puerto Ricans lend Democratic. Does that hold true still?
Well, I think both things are changing, actually. We can characterize the Cuban vote in Florida, generally speaking, as conservative, based mostly on politics towards Cuba, not so much in terms of social issues. For example, very conservative Cuban representatives to Congress during the anti-immigrant discussions, you know, they took a strong position in softening that. So we're seeing a more socially progressive culture among those voters. And I should say that when you look at second-generation Cubans in Miami, there are more Democrats than Republicans.
And that's interesting, too. You look at someone who was a major Hispanic Republican, that being Mel Martinez. He kind of felt, as he ended up removing himself from a leadership position in the Republican Party, things were maybe swinging in too conservative a way for even him.
That may have been the case. I think he's quite conservative as he is.
On immigration, though.
That's right. He's a good example of those who, and particularly in the elections of 2008, Hispanic voters were quite alienated, and overwhelmingly they voted for Obama. In Orange County, for example, Obama won by 20 points. That would have not happened possibly without the Hispanic vote.
And Pastor Gonzalez, talk to me a little bit about maybe the makeup, if you have a sense, of your own congregation. Do you feel the majority of your congregants leaning one way or the other, Republican, Democrat, or is there a split in there?
Well, our congregation is composed, the highest group is Puerto Ricans, but right there next to us is Cubans and Colombians, Dominicans, and So pretty much that would be our ethnic composition. I feel that there's another factor that needs to be considered, that has to be considered obviously in the past, but also in the future, and is the evangelical Hispanic.
Yes. Talk to me about that, and are political parties able to identify that and handle it?
I think it's a new breed. That the strategist still can't have a handle on or don't understand, because usually they have tagged Hispanics of being Democrats and liberals, et cetera, but then you have a large group of Hispanics who are pro-family, pro-ethical work ethics. Their Christian values very high, pro order and family and working, et cetera, et cetera. So that's like a new breed that the experts still can't say where they stand at this point.